Many of our towns and cities in the country were founded by a mixture of immigrants. This town has seen changes in its demographics over the years, a reflection of the changing role it's played in the history of the nation. The story is today's feature on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
During World War II, Hereford, Texas was home to the second largest POW camp in the state, housing Italian soldiers who at times helped harvest crops and vegetables in the area.
When the war was over, they went home, but there were still crops in the field. You needed somebody to take it out, and Texas had put, well, the United States government had put together a program called the Bracero Program, replacing labor that was either going to war or whatever with Mexican nationals.
Local historian Joe Rogers says while that particular program did not reach Hereford, Texas, some of the men and women in the original program saw the need for labor in Hereford and came here for work.
So in February 46, you can instantly start seeing when Hereford becomes the beginning of a Hispanic folk island. Now, we're about the same size it was when I was in high school, about 15,000 people, but the population has changed drastically to nearly 80 to 90% Hispanic.
Potatoes, onions, cabbage, and sugar beets were some of the crops being grown, but those crops slowly gave way to something else.
The water table dropped, that kind of went away, and we went, well, what can we do? We got grass. We're growing grain. Let's just go ahead and feed cattle here. So it started from ranching to the feedlot operations that you see around here now, to where Hereford runs in good years and good million head of cattle in and around here.
It makes Hereford the beef capital of the world and produces more companies that support that industry.
And out of that, that's a different sets of side industries of feeding and millwrights and byproducts and manure and ethanol and that goes along with it from back to grass and beef.
Joe teaches archaeology and loves history and sharing the story of his hometown. Traveling the countryside in Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.